Hi guys, welcome back to Love and Friendship with Tomotololu Adarasimi. Hope you are doing fine. Me as a full-fledged body, I'm really elated, and I'm using this medium to acknowledge all the compliments and the heavy supplications on my behalf. All the words my face was privileged to grace, and all the happy memories you all recalled on my birthday. I was impressed, and I say a very big thank you to you all. I pray may all that concerns you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm still your humble host for today, and my name is Omotololu Adarasimi. This podcast being a friendly ship that heads straight to the Love Island, it is the responsibility of this platform as the ship itself, and my own responsibility as the helmsman to look out for the well-being of every passenger and beyond. So on this journey to the Love Island, not only will individual experiences be shared, but also a deep research will be made on some common issues to enlighten us all. And so whatever is being discussed on this platform, it will be nothing but the truth, as it will be biblically, psychologically, sociologically, and in general, you know, educationally rooted. Just as the name of this podcast depicts, Love and Friendship, we all are one in accord. So today, without further ado, I want to address a disheartening word, depression. This word hits the saddest part of me whenever I come across it. A lot of us are familiar with this word. Some of us are victims of depression, and some of us are one way or the other related or close to the victims of depression. Depression, as we all know, is typically broad, but we will only focus on the aspect that we can be of help to one another individually. So we leave the rest to God and the medical practitioners to ride on. You know the drill. Before we get going, please grab a mug of coffee, softly relax your spines, and enjoy the spray. Have you ever been depressed? Are you depressed? Do you know anyone or have anyone who is depressed? Okay, is your friend depressed? How often do you come across or hear this word depression? And the main question is, what exactly is depression? Depression is a mood disorder and the mental condition characterized by feelings of emptiness and sadness. It is feelings of severe despondency, and by despondency, I mean feeling of dejection, hopelessness, downcast, inadequacy, and guilt. Depression affects a person's thoughts, behavior, motivation, feelings, and sense of well-being. Depression gives a significant increase or decrease in appetite and time spent sleeping. But before I go deeper in the meaning of depression, briefly, let's go on a historical journey of depression. Depression and its unipolar varieties are one of the oldest emotional and psychological illnesses known to man. Depression was initially called melancholia, and the earliest accounts of melancholia that is now known as depression appeared in the ancient Mesopotamian texts in the 2nd millennium BC. You see, at this time, all mental illnesses were thought to be caused when someone was possessed by demons, evil spirits. And then they were treated by priests rather than physicians. Unlike today, that the doctors take care of the mentally sick people around us. A separate class of physicians actually treated physical injuries, but not conditions like depression. The first historical understanding of depression was that depression was a spiritual or mental illness rather than a physical one. And the early Babylonian, Chinese, and Egyptian civilizations viewed mental illness as a form of demonic possession. And for treatment, they used exorcism techniques. Now, exorcism means a way of freeing someone from evil spirits. And the treatment for freeing a victim back then was beatings, restraint, and starvation. These treatments were designed to drive demons out of the afflicted person's body. You can imagine how crazy it was back then, where victims of depression were put in leg irons. They were beaten and starved, all in the name of driving out depression that was thought to be demonic at that time. Just Just the way we set notorious criminals on fire in Africa and other continents, in medieval Europe, people who were thought to have depression were also drowned and burned as witches. Medieval Europeans thought the disorder was contagious, and so all sufferers or victims needed to either be destroyed or locked away. And you can relate this to the present COVID-19 patients that are isolated, as we feel that the virus is contagious. But come to think of it, at least COVID-19 was proven to be contagious. But what can we say about depression? Depression was only based on fallacy, but the medieval Europeans thought depression was contagious. I really don't want to bore you with the history of depression, so let's move on. Now, how do you know when a friend is depressed? During my research, I came across an article from Mayo Clinic and I enjoyed the clarity of the definition of depression. In the article, depression was said to be a mood disorder that causes a persistent feeling of sadness and loss of interest. Now, mark those two words, sadness and loss of interest. And that brings me to saying that your friend is depressed when he or she often feels irritable, negative, worthless, sad, or angry. Your friend is depressed when he or she is always like a daisical, that is when he or she loses interest in normal activities that you both indulge in, then depression is setting in or has actually set in. Your friend is depressed when he or she avoids social interaction, often wanting to stay at home rather than going out to socialize or doing new things. Your friend might just be walking in the path of depression when he or she performs poorly in school, or when he or she becomes too absent in school. Your friend might be battling with depression when he or she uses recreational drugs or alcohol, or when he or she eats or sleeps too much. He just might be depressed. She just might be depressed. Wait, hang in there. Don't mistake this. I repeat, do not mistake this for someone who just naturally likes food and sleep. My bad, but for someone like me who loves food like my life depends on it. I'm just kidding. Or, okay, for someone who just naturally likes sleep. But wait, is it possible to like sleep? That's really difficult to answer though. But every which way, my point is, you need to be able to decipher the difference between a natural love for sleep and food and a circumstantial love for food and sleep. You need to be able to decipher the difference between them. And finally, your friend is depressed when he or she harms or cuts him or herself with harmful objects or sharp objects like razor blade and knife. This scenario is common in movies like Nollywood, Hollywood, Bollywood, name them. And depression is also called major depressive disorder and clinical depression. You may have trouble doing normal day-to-day activities, and sometimes you may feel as if life isn't worth living. So if you feel this way, you might be depressed. Or when your friend feels this way and you are away, he or she might be walking in the path of depression. Depression often begins in the teens, 20s or 30s, in the teens. But it can happen at any age at all. Research showed that more women than men are diagnosed with depression. Welcome back. Now let's talk about what causes depression. What makes your friend depressed? It is not known exactly what causes depression, but as many mental disorders, a variety of factors may be involved. So some obvious factors that seem to increase the risk of developing depression include the death of loved ones. This is so, so common. The death of parents, the death of siblings, the death of friends, or the death of a lover can actually result to depression. Another one is financial crisis or problems. When one is financially unbalanced, depression can surface. Another thing is the loss of a job. This is a very great factor. A man's heart is wedded, joined, and married to his job. And when he loses it, anything is bound to happen, anything at all. He could fall into depression. And this is also applicable to the women too. And also, difficult relationship between couples may cause depression. Violence is another factor that causes depression. And one of the common causes of depression is sexual abuse, which eventually may lead to fear and loneliness. A lady that has been sexually abused in a young age is so prone to being depressed. What are the effects of depression, or what are the possible effects depression can have on your friend? Amidst the medical effects, depression can cause your friend to quit his or her job. Depression can make your friend distracted and can cause him or her to stop going to school. Depression can cause family conflict. It can cause relationship difficulties. It can result to work or school problems. Depression can make your friend divorce his or her spouse. Depression can make your friend misuse drugs or alcohol. And very importantly, depression can cause anxiety, panic disorder, or social phobia. It can cause your friend to be socially isolating. Depression can cause pain or physical illness. Depression can cause self-mutilation, such as your friend cutting him or herself with sharp objects. Depression can cause your friend to start thinking of suicide, thinking of attempting suicide, or even commit suicide. Depression can cause excess weight or obesity, which can lead to a heart disease and diabetes. Depression wreaks havoc on a person's personal and professional life and can cause physical symptoms such as headaches, muscle pains, severe fatigue, and slowed movement. Victims of depression experience a marked change in mood, outlook, and habits. A depressed friend may go from being outgoing and confident to being negative and socially withdrawn. And the most of all is that depression can cause a premature death from medical conditions. This is so disheartening. Now, how to prevent yourself from depression? Although there is no 100% certain way to prevent depression, however, a staff in Mayo Clinic proposed some strategies that could help prevent depression. To decrease your chances of falling into depression, take steps to control stress so as to increase your resilience and boost your self-esteem. Reach out to family and friends, especially in times of crisis, to help you secure your sanity. Get treatment at the earliest sign of a problem. This will help prevent depression from getting worse. So, how do you help yourself or your friend out of depression? If you are suffering from depression, please and please do not give up just yet. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I know you can. I can. We both can, as long as God lives. I'm very certain that you have been strengthened in Christ. And so if you feel depressed, be open and sincere. Make an appointment to see your doctor or mental health professional as soon as you can. If it is your friend, make an appointment on his or her behalf, or convince him or her to make an appointment to see the doctor. If you as a depressed person are reluctant to seek treatment, talk to a friend or loved one. Talk to your family members or any healthcare professional or someone else you can trust. If your depressed friend feels reluctant to seek treatment, talk to his or her family members on his or her behalf. Make the people that matter to your friend aware of your friend's situation. This isn't a case of you keeping a friend secret. This is a case of life and death. Do not cover up for your depressed friend. Speak up and get him or her the needed help. Finally, if you are depressed, speak to a faith leader. Whatever religion you are associated with, if you are a Christian, speak to your pastor, please. If you are a Muslim, speak to an imam. Do the same for your depressed friend. Speak to your friend's spiritual leader on his or her behalf. I don't want to lose you. I really want to convey you to the Love Island that I have promised you. And speaking of the effect of depression, if you think you may hurt yourself or attempt suicide, please call 911 or your local emergency number immediately. Reach out to a close friend or loved one, or contact a minister or spiritual leader or someone else in your faith community, please. If you have a friend who has attempted suicide, make sure someone stays with him or her. Call 911 or your local emergency number immediately. Or if you think you can do so safely, take the person to the nearest hospital emergency room. Make the person feel loved and never alone. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So even if your current circumstances are proving difficult, there are better times ahead. So thank you so much for your willingness to save your life and be saved. Right about now, it's time for you to listen to a poem that I wrote to portray a depressed lover. At this moment, I need you to breathe in, breathe out, feel the moment, hear the sound, and enjoy the reading. Stack of words flirting with my skull, the birds flirting on my head, flame of tears raiding my throat, each strand of my hair rising and twitching, the room feeling so dark and empty, the moon scorching on my shadow, the sun burning my hair, and now I'm afraid I might go bad. I'm degrading and sanguine as I'm now raising like a penguin. I'm scared cause I'm scared. You made this all up. All I had from you was love simulation. I came with love. I showed you affection, but you made it infatuation. Then you crowned me with the stings of your lies. At first it was depression until it became neurasthenia. Then it got worse. Now it's schizophrenia. Do you know what that means? It means I lost it. The doctor meant I'm insane. I heard the voices of the doctors and nurses. They said it could have been a dose of adrenaline and not 2 doses of acetapine. If only your lies were venomous and not psychotic. Tell me if it is a crime to love.
Sincere apologies if I took too much of your time. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Please and please, having known how quietly depression kills, kindly share this episode with your friends, as you never can tell whose life you'll be saving by doing so. A special shout out to my friend Adeleye Mobolu-Waji, aka Portable, for being such a sweet and adorable source of inspiration for this episode. She actually reached out to me and requested depression be discussed, so I'm beseeching you too to do the same. Reach out to me via Instagram at @omotola_oluaderasimi or via Twitter at @omotola_oluaderasimi to let me know what topic or matter you would like us to discuss. Still, Omotola Oluaderasimi, until you allow me to spit love and fire into your beautiful ears again, kindly stay safe, stay healthy, live life, and say no to depression. I freaking love you, and I can't wait to have another session with you. Bye.